Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I think I'm hearing the fan of my old computer, which I'll be replacing this afternoon after something like 8 years of service. We salute you, old XP computer. Where was I? I'm Adam Paulus. I think I said that. Did I? Either way, welcome to the show. Last week at the movies, the number one movie was Frozen with $19.6 million. Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, was number two with $18.3 million. The Hobbit. The Desolation of Smaug, $15.7 million. The Wolf of Wall Street, number four, $13.2 million. And American Hustle rounded out the top five with $12.4 million. I don't have $12.4 million. New this week, Spike Jonze's Her, Lone Survivor, The Legend of Hercules. I don't think I've seen an ad for that. The Rocket, and probably more in limited release. In the news, Marvel confirmed they will take over the Star Wars comic book license in 2015. But before that, Dark Horse has a few more stories to tell, including the final showdown between Darth Maul and Darth Sidious, which is based on an as-of-yet unaired, possibly unfinished and uncompletely animated Clone Wars episodes arc. It's called Darth Maul, Son of Dathomir, and will presumably be in stores in its entirety before 2015 ends. Marvel also confirmed a one-shot short called All Hail the King, which will feature Ben Kingsley as Trevor Slattery slash Mandarin slash Mandarin. How about that? HBO renewed Girls for a fourth season and confirmed Boardwalk Empire will end with season 5. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Our New Year's sale's gonna end soon, so you better jump on it to get discounts on thousands of items! Action figures and statues and t-shirts and hats and all kinds of stuff. Also, your in-stock order of $75 or more will ship free, so if you got $69.99 worth of stuff, you look at the shipping chart, probably cheaper just to order something else. Just throwing that out there as a thing you might want to do. And that's pretty much all that has, so thank you. Another news, LEGO announced the Simpsons license this week and showed off a couple of products, including a large house. Marvel Universe 2013 Action Figures Wave 6, which will be out in 2014, has Mysterio, Cloak and Dagger, and other figures you meant to get last year, but if you were anything like me, probably never once saw in the wild. So if you order this case, you'll get most of the new guys, Marvel's Abominations, Mysterio, I think I just said. There's some good stuff in there. We also added Hasbro's Superhero Mashers. It's a new 6-inch line of hero figures that look like a mix between Sigma 6, G.I. Joes, and Zevos. We have several waves of these items up now. You can take a look. I was a really big fan of Zevos, and I liked Sigma 6 a fair amount. I got a few of those. Still need to open a few of them. The Adventure Team ones are just beautiful. Beautiful figures. But anyway, you want to check those out. We also have new pre-orders up for a Zoids Shield Liger DCSJ full-action die-cast action figure. I don't know how full the action is, but I like Zoids. And for those of you who collect 3¾-inch action figures, Entertainment Earth produces action figure stands. And we now have tan action figure stands. A 25-pack is up for pre-order right now. We have other colors available and in stock today. So I actually helped engineer these because I have a lot of Star Wars figures. I checked the peg sizes. And as of when they were engineered, they fit pretty much everything. Most figures since then don't have anything too weird. I think like the biggest pain in the neck was the 1995 C-3PO, which may not work very well because it's too tight. And we made sure it worked with the 2005 Commander Bacara because that figure has a very shallow hole in his foot. So I think you'll like him. Give him a shot. If you had all you can stand and you can't stand no more, order our stands. That was dorky. Anyway, thanks for listening. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else pizzas are sold. We will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.